filling in for Sean Kelly this morning. And we have with us on the phone, we have Heather Poirier, second year in a row, festival chair for the Dragon Boat Races. Good morning, Heather, and welcome.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Hey, no problem. And you have a very busy weekend coming up here in Belleville.
Yes, we have a very exciting weekend happening on Saturday. We will be having our, as you said, our 17th annual Dragon Boat Festival. And this year, as we always support one of our other community members, we are supporting the Bridge Integrated Care Hub this year to help our unhoused community.
So that is in collaboration then with United Way. And so, Heather, could you explain to us then, how can people donate and help with the Bridge Hub?
Well, we will be having our races on Saturday, as I said, from about races start about 9 to 3. It's free to get into the park. The Bridge will actually be having a representative there, and then they can actually donate. They actually just sent me a list of items that they're actually looking for right now, which is like sunscreen, bug spray, tarps, tents, you know, some puzzles, board games and stuff like that, some backpacks, rain gear for both men and women, tank tops. Stuff like that, you know, like toiletries and all that kind of stuff. So they can bring all that down to the park and somebody will be there to collect all that.
Very nice. Now, the Belleville Dragon Boat Club, how many members are involved? And, of course, it's been going for a very long time, 17 years.
Yes.
How many members are involved?
Well, we've actually been around for quite a lot longer, but we've got about 50 members in our club. So we go out on Tuesdays and Thursdays from 6 to 7, just out at Victoria Harbor there. We pass the boathouse every day, and we will keep waiting for those French fries to get thrown at us, but that doesn't keep happening.
Absolutely. I know that in years past, they normally have stands and everything set up right here in the harbor. You do get quite the turnout for this.
Yes, we had we have 8 teams registered again this year. So if you think about that, that's 22 people per team at least. And, you know, we had lots and lots of people come down last year. I'd say we probably had at least 300 people watching last year. And actually this year we will actually be having some craft vendors down there as well this year for the first time. So bring your cash. People are selling some pretty cool stuff. And actually part of our fundraising, we are actually having a silent auction. So we have over 20 items that people can bid on, you know, to support the Integrated Care Hub.
No, so that's
great.
That's great, Heather. So you got a silent auction, craft vendors, and delicious food trucks. So it looks like the Belleville Dragon Boat Festival is just keeping getting bigger and bigger every year.
We try.
The booming downtown just gets even busier this weekend, Saturday from 9 until 3. Anything else that we can bring to the table, of course, with the fundraiser and all your efforts here? Hats off. How have you found your last couple of years being festival chair?
It's been great. I really enjoy putting on things. And, you know, it was stressful last year learning all the ropes. But, you know, I've learned some tips and tricks. And just everybody that I talk to, you know, get things organized have been great. I have a great support team with me with our club. And everybody just wants to help and be there. So I don't feel like I'm doing it alone, that's for sure. I have a great team. But also, we are actually still hosting our fest. We actually still have a fundraiser going for our club because we're trying to get a new dragon boat. And Talese will actually be down there, and they will be accepting some donations as well. So if you want to clean out your closet before the weekend, they'll be taking some more of their soft goods, clothes, shoes, and stuff like that. And they will take it back to the store, weigh it, and then we get all the proceeds from that. So, but on a day-to-day basis, if you have bigger items and you want to take it to Belize, take it down there and just say it's for the Belleville Dragon Boat Club, and then we get the proceeds from that. So,
yeah, and Heather, then your social media, if people want to find out more information, where can they find that?
We are on, they can look at our website at BellevilleDragonBoatClub.com. And we also have a Facebook page for the Belleville Dragon Boat Club as well. And if you want to just email me directly, you can email me at festival@dragonboatclub.com.
All right, Heather. Well, we'll certainly add you to the morning show blog. People can find more details there. Heather Poirier, festival chair for the Dragon Boat Club here in Belleville. Thanks so much for your time this morning and all the best this coming weekend.
Thank you so much.